to the person who's requesting it something that might be able to help that person that they're giving it to.
Yeah. I can see how that the bracelets play a role in that. I know when my parents both died a month apart back in 2003, I think it was, and it was right around Christmas time. So I bought two ornaments for our Christmas tree. They're crosses, but they have some stones on them. And every Christmas I get them out, and that's one way I can think about them. You know, it mm-hmm. reminds me, and mm-hmm. it gives me, because we always celebrated Christmas, we all always had pretty decorations, and so they're there with me there. Mm-hmm. And then my mother always had a little butterfly, a little pressed metal butterfly hanging from her chandelier in her kitchen. That's in my kitchen now, mm-hmm. hanging from my chandelier. And then she had a little plastic cross, and it was always on the windowsill of her kitchen. I have that now, too. So having the bracelet really... all of those thoughts and those wonderful memories that you have of someone can be with you 24/7, really.
Right on your wrist.
Right on your wrist.
And that is what helped me when my fiancé and my father passed away and I returned to work. I had received so many gifts of angels in many different forms, pillows, pens, pins, so many different things. But what I could wear back to work was the bracelet
with
an angel on it. So... I like that they're wearable and that they last a long time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's very nice. Okay, I have a couple of sponsors to hear from, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit longer.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat. Know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for today, and we're here every Tuesday from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I have Peggy DeLong, who I've known for a good year and a half, through a networking group that we both belong to, which is called BIG. It stands for Believe, Inspire, and Grow. That organization has many chapters throughout New Jersey and other states as well. And each one of the chapters is referred to as a pod, so we can pod hop. Have you pod hopped?
All the time, every
do you
week.
Really, do you really? Good mm-hmm. for you. You're really taking advantage of it. I stay close to home. The difficult thing is that I belong to BW and Nice, and they're both meetings are on the same day. So I have to make a decision where I'm going to go, but I can also go to other chapters for that group as well, but... But then I come down here to the chamber. I'm a member of the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Are you a member of any chamber groups?
No.
You haven't gotten into that so far? You have enough to keep you busy. And you're actually, by belonging to BIG, you're really reaching out to people that know people who can help you. They're your unpaid salespeople, obviously, and you've probably had many referrals from those folks.
Well, what's wonderful, and this was totally unexpected, is that I have made bracelets for the female entrepreneurs to represent their businesses mm-hmm. and to give their clients. And whether it be when they achieve a goal, they can gift their client a bracelet as a celebration,
yeah.
or I make bracelets to match authors' book covers. So it's really turned so many opportunities that I never would have thought of.
Absolutely.
It is the women coming to me and asking me to make a bracelet for them to represent their business.
Well, as I always say when I teach classes on marketing, you got to get people knocking on your door. You've been able to achieve that, which I congratulate you for the help that you've given people, and at the same time, you've had that outreach through the various avenues that you help people with. So let's take a look at the bracelets that you have here. I know you have some on right now.
Yes.
So, and that one matches the book. I don't know if the folks can see this. Let's see. So can you see in the?
I'm not sure if it's showing.
It's not showing yet. But her bracelet has beads on it that actually match the colors of the cover, which are sort of like two shades of blue and a pink and a purple and a white. And look at this. This is beautiful. Look at this. Hope you can see how she matches the colors. So if you've written a book, or you have maybe special colors that have meaning to you, you'll make them.
Right? Yes.
That is awesome. So thank you here. Now, one thing I did ask Peggy was if somebody has certain concerns and they want to determine whether or not she's the person best suited to help them out, that you will talk to people on the telephone to explore how it is that you could help somebody?
Yes, because I certainly am not the right person for everybody, and I don't treat every issue. So I will listen to a person's concern, and if I'm not the right person, I will provide a referral for them.
Yeah, so that's really good. And this is where you probably have resources and connections within the psychology field that you can send people to, perhaps people you've gone to school with, or do you belong to a professional organization?
Not currently, because I've become so involved with Believe, Inspire, Grow, but I used to belong to the New Jersey Psychological Association and the Morris County Psychological Association. But having been in private practice for 17 years, I am familiar with several psychologists in the area who I feel comfortable referring to. And when someone cannot see me or cannot afford traditional psychotherapy, then I can offer that they attend a workshop or come at least on the weekly walking group that I provide, and that's a wonderful way to boost mental health, connecting with other women in nature.
So let's just talk about your walks. When do you walk, and how do we find out about attending?
People can just send me an email or call me. My email is just my name, peggydelong@comcast.net, and I will sign them up to the email distribution list. It goes out once a week, and we walk weekly at 9 a.m. On one day, Monday through Friday. We walked yesterday, and we walk along the Columbia Trail, various trails in Chester, Long Valley, and Hunterdon County, the Ken Lockwood Gorge, beautiful, beautiful places.
Yeah.
And it's just been such a gift for me to watch women form relationships and connections all through walking in nature.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So you've chosen several places where you can walk. How long do you go out?
We're out for an hour. We do about 3 miles at a 3 mile an hour pace.
Mm-hmm.
So people can know how long it's going to take, so that if they have an appointment afterwards, we try really careful to stick to that time so people can get to where they need to be.
That's very good. You're so creative.
Well, the great thing is everything that I'm doing brings me joy. I love. So I think that's why it's working so well, because I'm having a blast.
Yeah. that's wonderful. Wow. Well, I think we're going to be coming down to the wire here. So I just would like to repeat your name, your phone number, email address, all of that.
Sure. Dr. Peggy DeLong. My practice is at 41 East Mill Road in Long Valley. My website, drpeggydelong.com, peggysmidnightcreations.com, and my phone number, 908-672-6344, so I can be reached for psychotherapy, workshops, or bracelets.
Okay. Well, I want to thank all of you who are listening today, and I do encourage you to pass along the link for this this video podcast. You can also listen to it on the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce website. We're based in Flemington, New Jersey. And if you have topics that you would like us to cover, if you would like to be interviewed, or if you can recommend someone for me to interview, please, by all means, get in touch with me. The name of my business is Rushmore Mentoring Group, and the phone number is 908-832-9544. And I'm open to all kinds of ideas because I find it, business is fascinating, and everybody has information that we can benefit from hearing about. So for sure, please keep in touch with me or drop me a note. My email address is vmorgan. That's Vicki, so it's V-M-O-R-G-A-N at russmore.com. That's spelled R-U-S-S-M-O-R.com. And I'd love to hear from you, and we'll be here again next week. I have somebody to interview, but I forget who it is. I've had a lot of people come in now, and they're actually, I've got a bunch of people coming in the next couple weeks. So please listen. I guarantee you'll find them interesting, and you'll gain knowledge that you can use. Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Let's see. I gotta do it.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anti-government protesters and security forces are clashing in Caracas, Venezuela, as opposition Juan Guaido is leading the uprising. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is calling this a coup and is promising to end it immediately. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is still supporting Guaido.
So we say to President Juan Guaido, to all the freedom-loving people of Venezuela, estamos con ustedes. We are with you, and America will stand with you in this hemisphere of freedom until your democracy is restored.
U.S. Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley says he's introducing the Prescription Drugs for People Act, which will help lower the cost of prescription drugs. And President Donald Trump is welcoming the 2018 NASCAR champion Joey Logano to the White House on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents...
Doug. Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats and President Trump had a very productive meeting on infrastructure.
It's about jobs, jobs, jobs. It's about promoting commerce. It's about clean air, clean water. It's a quality of life issue, getting people out of their cars, not being on the road so much.
No details were given as to where the money would come from to pay for the infrastructure plan. Japan's Emperor Akihito has stepped down. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Emperor Akihito stepping down and becoming the first Japanese monarch to abdicate in over 200 years. He formally gave up the chrysanthemum throne in a ceremony and speech at the Imperial Palace in Tokyo on Tuesday. The 85-year-old Akihito receiving permission to abdicate after saying he wasn't able to fulfill his role because of advancing age and declining health. Crown Prince Naruhito will ascend as emperor in a Wednesday ceremony.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Male and female Marine recruits could soon be training together next year. Marine leaders could take steps to end the service's long-held tradition of separating men and women into smaller units at boot camp. A test co-ed Marine boot camp took place last month. A Lieutenant General David Berger at a congressional hearing shares the results.
We measure the same things in every company that goes through there, how well they did physically, how many injuries they had, all those sorts of things. The statistics, to answer immediately your question, for this company were the same as every other company. A few areas higher, a few areas lower, but it went great.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made it clear Facebook's main goal is to ensure privacy among its users across platforms, saying at a Facebook developer conference that his plan includes social media apps as well.
Now, I started off today talking about how we all want to be able to communicate both publicly and privately. So now let's turn to Facebook and Instagram, the digital town squares.
And Zuckerberg also says,
we are bringing end-to-end encryption to all video calls on Portal, so now you can be sure that when you're having conversations with your friends and family, everything stays between you.
The NBA playoffs continue Tuesday night with the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Boston Celtics. Celtics are leading in that series 1-0, and Golden State will host Houston. Golden State leading 1-0. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Anti-government protesters and security forces are clashing in Caracas, Venezuela, as opposition Juan Guaido is leading the uprising. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is calling this a coup and promising to end it immediately. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is still supporting Guaido.
So we say to President Juan Guaido, to all the freedom-loving people of Venezuela, estamos con ustedes. We are with you, and America will stand with you in this hemisphere of freedom until your democracy is restored.
U.S. Senator from Iowa Chuck Grassley says he's introducing the Prescription Drugs for People Act, which will help lower the cost of prescription drugs. And President Donald Trump is welcoming the 2018 NASCAR champion Joey Logano to the White House on Tuesday.
He is seriously considering a pardon for former Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt for maintaining patrols targeting illegal immigrants. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is releasing the annual U.S. report on religious freedom around the world.
Legislation that upholds religious freedom as a core American value under the Constitution's First Amendment, as well as a universal human right.
Speaking of the State Department today, Tillerson said religious persecution and intolerance is far too prevalent in many regions of the world. Leading violators include Iran, China, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and ISIS. Well, Goethe is gaining strength and is now the second named hurricane of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. The storm is swirling in the Atlantic with maximum sustained winds of about 75 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
President Trump is taking aim today at former President Obama over Russia. Trump took to Twitter this morning about a report that Obama knew about Russian interference 3 years ago, but he didn't want to anger Russia. A Politico report said the Obama administration was warned between 2014 and 2016 that Moscow was building operations aimed at disrupting the American political system. Democrats really like John McCain. The Arizona senator is apparently more popular among Democrats than his own Republican base. A new Gallup poll shows McCain has a 71% favorability rating among Democrats, compared to 51% among Republicans. This is the second poll released in August that reflects the same result. A Quinnipiac poll shows McCain with a 79% approval rating with Democrats and just 39% with Republicans. Both polls suggest the swing is due to McCain's recent no vote killing the GOP health care bill. Finally, Tiger Woods was apparently not under the influence of alcohol when he was stopped by police in May, but he sure was under the influence of several other substances, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Toxicology test results indicate that Tiger Woods had five different drugs in his system when he was arrested by police in Florida in May. The results released on Monday showing Woods tested positive for Vicodin, Dilaudid, Xanax, Ambien, and THC when he was arrested for suspicion of driving under the influence.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500. For more information about any of our programs or to join, NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio Station. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. It's Tuesday, August 15th, and it's about 3:06 in the afternoon. So I have a question.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business here on WHCRDB, the voice of business here at the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce Internet Video Podcast. Welcome to our program today. I think we had a false start here a moment ago, so now this is the real start. This is it. And I have a wonderful guest for you to meet today. And her name is Margaret DeLong, but you also use Peggy DeLong. So I'm going to call you Peggy. Is that
yes, Peggy,
okay? So Peggy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
And I can't hear you real loud now for some reason. Get a little bit closer.
Okay, is this better?
Yes, you can't be too close at this point. So welcome to the program. Peggy is a licensed psychologist who has really leveraged so many skills that she has and so many interests that she has, and it's all turned into a life of gratitude, I think. Is that, in fact, she shared with me today that some people think of her as being the gratitude psychologist. And you're going to hear all about why we say that. And I have a message from one of our sponsors, and we'll be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. We're here every Tuesday afternoon from 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This program is saved on my Facebook page, which is Teachable Moments in Business, and it's also archived on the Hunterdon Chamber website. So if you have enjoyed this program, I hope you do. There's a lot of good stuff you're going to learn today. Please pass along the word to your friends, and they can listen to it multiple times on Facebook on Teachable Moments in Business, and they can also hear the audio on through the Chamber of Commerce. So the purpose of this program is to share information about my host while at the same time discussing tips and ideas and strategies that have helped my guests be successful in their business. And I recommend that you have a pencil and paper handy, because we are going to talk about things that would have a value to you regardless of the business that you're in. I think we all have different businesses, but we can take some of the same strategies and use them for and modify them for our own businesses. Even if you're an employee of a company, that's okay. You're going to learn, because as an employee of a company, you're a part of that team. And if the team is well trained and it works together, the company will be successful. If you're also considering starting a business, I guarantee you, you're going to hear tips here that you can use. So go back and look in the archive just to pick up tips for business every so often. Come back and listen, because personally for me, it's really fascinating. I've had wonderful guests. Last week I had Russ is the owner of Russ's Wrench, who has an automotive repair shop in Clinton. And I'll tell you, after I had three people who were watching the program because they're learning how to be hosts, and we all agreed when we left that we're all going to take our cars to this fellow. It was incredible. So there's a lot here to be learned, and I think once you hear about Peggy DeLong and the things that she does, you're going to want to be interested in perhaps partaking of what she has to offer. Now, Peggy and I, we know each other through, is it just through BW Nice?
No, or Believe, Inspire, Grow.
Believe, Inspire, and Grow. It's a networking organization for women. And you joined it about a year and a half ago. Is that what I read?
October 2017.
17, mm-hmm. In October. I've been a member of that longer than I know. that chapter, actually, half of that chapter started in Long Valley, and then emerged with the Clinton, with the Chester, New Jersey pod. They call the meeting groups pods. And so I moved on to meet with everybody else there in Chester. And it's a great group. And the value in this type of networking is that the women do want to help each other. It's amazing. And I think, in fact, you wrote a wonderful note on the Facebook page recently where you mentioned, and you must have mentioned about 25 women.
Yeah, it was amazing when I thought about it and how many different women have inspired me and supported me in one way or another through my book, the publication of my book, through my bracelet business, so many different ways. And when I put that all together in one post, I couldn't believe how many different women there were within this one organization, Believe, Inspire, Grow, who have helped me to get where I am today.
It is remarkable. And I've seen this over the years, so it's a growing trend in terms of that organization, where the women, they're more and more helping one another. So, and I think obviously a lot of that has to do with the fact that your feelings about what you do and how you help people. And I looked in reading your website. And now, what's the name of your website? Let's get that.
I have two. My psychology website is drpeggydelong.com, drpeggydelong.com. And my bracelet business is peggysmidnightcreations.com.
Okay. So on your drpeggydelong.com website, you made a statement here that really says a lot. And it says, I'm passionate about helping others find joy and to live more fulfilling lives even when going through difficult times. I provide a warm, caring, non-judgmental atmosphere, utilizing techniques that are tailored to meet my clients' individual and unique strengths and needs. And she said, you also have worked, you have a broad background in psychology. So if you can just, it's difficult for me to tell you, make it short and sweet. But you have a wonderful education background.
Yes. Well, I have a master's degree in clinical psychology from Fairleigh Dickinson and a master's degree in school psychology from Pace University, and also my doctorate is from Pace University.
So how long have you been practicing?
I've had a private practice for 17 years.
Have you really?
And I always remember because I opened it up while I was on maternity leave when my first daughter was born.
Okay, that's a good way to remember.
Yes. So I had a 3-month leave of absence from my job at an agency, which allowed me some time to get it going.
Yeah.
So it's now 17 years old.
17 years old. And I saw a picture of your family when they were younger. Your children are darling.
Really. And they still are. They're 3 teens and they're still darling.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So you have gone on to, you're still counseling people.
Yes, I still provide psychotherapy, but I have branched out to do so many different things that bring me so much joy, and I'm hoping that in doing that I bring joy to other people. And one of them is just simply by making gratitude bracelets. I firmly believe in the power of gratitude to help us heal and grow, and that even on our very worst of days, there's something to be grateful for, and that can help us get us through difficult times. So I make a gratitude bracelet to help people practice gratitude in everyday living. And I love doing workshops. I have several different workshops that have become very popular in helping people to live their most fulfilling lives.
That's it. Now, with regard to the bracelets, when you were interviewed here, it's been maybe a year?
Mm-hmm. A year ago.
You were, at that point, you were calling on gift shops and some other places to show them your bracelets. And I know that you said that you'd go in with some samples and you'd sell them all.
Yes.
then you were shorthanded or short and had no bracelets for the next calls that you made.
I have been very lucky by showing up in person, not so much on the phone or by email, but when people see my bracelets and what I have to offer, the boutique owners usually buy right on the spot, sometimes buying my samples so that I don't have any more to go to the other stores that were on my list for the day.
Now, those bracelets, you have them, I think, in like 3-inch bracelet boxes.
Yes, they come in boxes or in a pouch. And what I like using the pouch, because every bracelet that I make, the bracelet is beautiful, but it also comes with an inspirational message. And some people buy it just for the bracelet. Other people buy it for the meaningful message that comes with the bracelet.
Oh, that's interesting. And so in the years ago, I had a business partner actually in the pet industry, but we dabbled in a gift item. It was actually a glass piece. It's a long story. But I had a card made up, and we called it a romance card. So I don't know whether that's a word that you've heard being used, but it was a way to get people interested in what the glass piece was all about. So I thought I'd share that. We didn't do it too long, though. You were much more successful than we were in doing that. So when you counsel people, you're wearing the bracelet right now, so you have a chance to, you know, sort of flash the. Don't you have a little tab on them or a little like a charm on them also?
Some have charm. Some are inspirational. I work with business women sometimes who are trying to achieve goals, and a lot of times they come upon rejection in reaching their goals. So I make a lot of bracelets to help them stay inspired, stay the course, and to remain true to their passion.
Yeah.
So it's a daily reminder. Some people have referred to them as a pep talk on my wrist.
Oh, that's interesting. I like that. That's terrific. Well, we're going to listen to a couple of our sponsors right now, and I will be back.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing 100 engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest today is Peggy DeLong, who is a licensed psychologist who also has developed a line of bracelets. What did you call those bracelets?
Mental health and inspirational bracelets.
Okay. So that's a mouthful. I know several psychologists, and each one of them seems to have an area of expertise that they focus on. What are some of the, I know you've had a pretty broad base of experience, I know, but can you just share a little bit about, where you feel the areas that you like to focus on with your clients and your patients?
Sure. Right now, my focus is on helping people live their most fulfilling lives through gratitude, finding joy in everyday living. Previously, for about, well, I still am doing forensic work, but for about 12 years, that was 100% of my work, doing child abuse evaluations for the state of New Jersey and testifying all over the state regarding child protection matters. And that is really how my bracelet company got started, because I would write reports from 8 to midnight, and it was difficult to fall asleep with tough information in my head after writing about some really difficult cases. So I started beating, and I became very quickly addicted to the therapeutic power of beating. And that is how my bracelet company got its name. It's Peggy's Midnight Creations, because I would make them at midnight. And now I get to make more and more during the day as orders are coming in. But that's how it got started.
That's interesting. You know, just as a little sidebar, my husband's brother-in-law passed away a while ago, but he was a psychologist, and his my husband's sister was a social worker. They both worked with children, and they wrote a book entitled Silent Tragedy, and it's case studies about children, because he was an expert witness in court cases, and it's what goes on today with children. It's just, I guess it always did go on, because this book was written a while ago. Mm-hmm. But now some of the issues with children are coming to light more, I think, today, and with the news today, with the media out there. Anyway, we'll move on from that subject. But I can imagine it was, I can see why you needed something to calm down and to begin to focus on what you were, what you're grateful for in mm-hmm. your life. Mm-hmm. And so coming into your Peggy's Midnight Creations, you have quite a few styles of colors. Now, you put like semi-precious stones on these?
Yes, all of the bracelets are made with semi-precious gemstones, mm-hmm. and each gemstone has a different meaning. For example, rose quartz, the very light pink quartz, is called the Stone of Love. Mm-hmm. There's another beautiful stone called Colorful Amazonite that's known as the Stone of Courage.
Yeah.
Each stone has a different meaning. So based on the purpose or the intention of the person who's purchasing from me, I will choose a different stone to represent their message that they want the recipient
right.
to receive.
That's it. That's really interesting. I mean, you had to study. How many gemstones do you actually use altogether?
Well, there's hundreds. I probably work with about 50.
Really?
And my gratitude bracelet comes choice of 22 on the website. You can choose from 22 different gemstones and then 7 different center metal beads. So the possibilities are endless. I really like it to be customized. What I also like about my bracelets is that they, unless they're in a store, they don't exist until the order is placed. So they're very specially made, particularly for the individual.
Yeah, that's really interesting. So people, I think the appreciation is greatly enhanced when they put thought into what they want the bracelet to say in so many words. Yeah.
Yes, and I receive messages every day with thanking me for creating them and being able to provide people with a really meaningful gift that they can give, mm-hmm. that somebody can wear during difficult times and that will last a long time.
Yeah, it really will. Well, that's really wonderful. So you also noted that you're starting to develop programs where people can meet and go as a retreat.
Yes.
For an overnight.
Yes.
So that sounds interesting, too. So you've got a lot of, let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, I'm combining everything that I love to do. So I run a weekly walking group. I've had that for about 5 years, where I bring women out into different trails in nature in the Morris County area. And I've been running gratitude workshops and helping people find joy in everyday living type of workshops for about 5 years. And I enjoy making bracelets and teaching other people how to make bracelets. So this is kind of a combination of everything. There's journaling involved, gratitude workshops, time in nature, time alone. So it's a combination of everything that I love to do, all in a weekend retreat.
Yeah, that's so, my goodness. So you must get some wonderful feedback from the people. These are all women usually that come with you, or do you have couples?
Yes,
or?
I'd say when I do workshops at libraries, sometimes some men are in attendance, but other locations, I would say probably 95% of those who attend the workshops are female.
Yeah, that's well, that's good. Well, women have a lot on their plate with children and working, and if they're in the sandwich generation, they have older parents to deal with as well as a family, so it's it can be stressful. You give them a time out.
it's a great time out for self-care.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went to your website, you talked about your book that you wrote, and this is another thing that you've done, which is remarkable. You've taken what you've learned all these years about people and about yourself, and you've written your book. So let's talk about what the book is, what it's entitled, and how we arrived at the topic.
Sure.
In that book.
The title of the book is I Can See Clearly Now, A Memoir About Love, Grief, and Gratitude. And I started writing it as a journal 25 years ago when my fiancé was diagnosed with cancer. It was just one way for me to process everything that I was going through, and then subsequently after his death. And then, unfortunately, my father passed very suddenly 6 weeks later.
Oh, boy, that was...
It was a very difficult time in my life. But I learned a lot. I learned about healing. I learned about how to live a fulfilling life again. And that is really what the memoir is about, helping mm-hmm. people discover how to get over any difficulty, not just loss, but heal. And it's an ongoing process, but helping mm-hmm. people live their most fulfilling lives, even through difficult times.
Yeah.
And that's why I talk about gratitude so much, because during that time I found that I became grateful for a very simple cup of hazelnut coffee while my fiancé was very, very sick. And that was the one thing that I could depend on to provide me with comfort every single day, a very simple, delicious cup of hazelnut coffee. And it's still how I start my day, but that's what got me through the most difficult days. So I love speaking about the power of gratitude. And if I can find that to be grateful for during a difficult time of my life, I'm hoping to show other people that they can also do the same.
Yeah. So you wrote this book. Now, are you? You've written papers. You've done a lot of writing over the years, so you've had a lot of practice. So this is something that you did on your own? And
I wrote it on my own to begin with, and then I had an editor take a look at it to mm-hmm. see if it was worth publishing and spending another minute on it. And I was very grateful to find a wonderful editor who helped me transform it from a choppy journal into creative narrative that was flowing very nicely, and she helped me set it up into chapters. When I read the chapter titles that she gave me, I cried because it was just so right on and what I was looking for. She was incredible. Her name is Lorraine Ash, and she has really, really helped me get it from my choppy journal into something that people would really want to read.
Yeah.
And then a second editor helped me get into more sensory detail and dialogue to make it a deeper book. And then... third editor did some final touching and then ended up publishing it. And that's Peacock
now,
Proud Press.
The people that helped you through this process, these editors, were they connected to the publishing company?
Yes, they all were. And the first two that I worked with wanted to publish but couldn't get it on their calendar until a year later, where the book was ready and I wanted to see it in print. So I was very grateful for the women's empowerment group, Believe, Inspire, Grow, where one of the women connected me to someone that she met who is an editor and a publisher. And when so in October, I reached out to her, and she guaranteed that she could have my book in print by March.
Oh, my goodness. And, so you actually switched publishers.
Right. I hadn't signed a contract yet with anyone.
Had, oh,
no,
really?
No, I hadn't signed a contract. I was. I had two that were possibilities, but just two, I couldn't wait that long. The book was finished. I needed.
Right.
I couldn't wait another year.
Yeah,
it had taken me 25 years to get to that point.
I had enough already.
When it was done, I needed to see it in print.
Oh, my gosh.
So I was grateful to find somebody who could help me once it was done to get it out and share it with the world.
Is that a publishing company locally, or is it?
They're based out of Arizona, and she works with primarily female authors from all over the country.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She runs retreats, writing retreats, and helps women tell their stories, and then helps with the publishing and marketing process as well.
For heaven's sakes.
And she's editing my second book right
now. I was going to ask you the other one. So what can you share? Can you give us a little bird's eye view of what's coming up?
And this one started with an essay, a blog that I posted on my website a couple years ago. Most of my life, people have commented that I'm a happy person and asking me, what do I do to be so happy and joyful? And part of it, I think, was being raised by joyful parents.
Yeah, that
helps, I was very lucky.
Sure. Yeah.
but then even when my fiance and my father passed away, I still got the same comments. What do you do to remain happy live fully? So I thought about, what really do I do to give people this impression? Right. And I came up with 35 different things, and each of those things or actions or thoughts or behaviors was going to be a chapter in the book.
Well, so how far along are you at this point?
Well, it's done.
Oh, really?
The book is done.
Oh,
it was my goal to finish it in 2018, and I finished it on December 31st at 5 o'clock.
Did you really?
A few hours to spare. I sent it to her January 2nd, and that's my next book to be edited and hopefully out soon.
Really? So did you feel good about just letting this woman and this publishing company do the editing for you rather than the other people that had worked with you at the other? I'm curious.
Yeah,
there are certain skills that everybody has.
This was a different kind of book that didn't require going into sensory detail and dialogue, and I'm very comfortable with my current editor and publisher, so I just chose to stay with her. But the others were equally wonderful. I'm very grateful that I found two previous editors who I would not be where I am without their help.
Exactly. That's interesting. Now, usually there's a lot of thought goes into a cover. And why don't you hold the book up? So can we, let's see, let me hold it over here. Maybe I can, okay, so here's, whoops, I'm hitting this. I can see clearly now. And this is a memoir about love, grief, and gratitude. Can you all see this? I hope you can see it in the,
yes.
the screen. And Peggy's picture's on the back, or the professional picture that you had taken.
For another woman with Believe, Inspire, Grow.
Right.
I saw her work about a year before my book was ready.
That's right.
When I saw her work, I thought to myself, when my book is ready, she is going to do my portrait.
Well, I had her picture. She took my picture also. And so when I went to her studio to have my photograph done, of course, I see your picture all over the place. So, this is wonderful. So you have this on Amazon?
It's on Amazon, available in paperback and ebook, and it will also be available directly through my website.
It will be.
I can mail it out in along with a gratitude bracelet.
Oh, wow. It'll be this, the soft cover?
Yes.
It'll be this with the bracelet.
Right.
It would be available as well. So there's when you do business with Amazon, there are no contingencies. You can do it yourself as well as people buy through Amazon.
You can set it all up yourself. My publisher did it for me. That was part of the package that I, within my contract.
I see.
So they set it up through the ebook and the paperback version.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because if I was going to write a book, I start it.
And you still can.
And I'm still working on it. But I've gotten so busy, I haven't. But it was I've experienced and observed so many crazy things in business, and I've worked in the pet industry for over 40 years, and I thought, it's like stories you can't make up, and I've been cataloging those stories.
Mm-hmm.
So I did start putting it together.
Well, what I've learned is it doesn't matter how long it takes. This took me 25 years.
It did.
But
yeah.
It's done.
Yeah, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. So I'll hold it up again before we leave the broadcast. We're going to break for news, and then we'll take a look at the weather, and we'll come back and talk again.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A coup appears to be taking place in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas as Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido is trying to force out President Nicolas Maduro. There is gunfire and tear gas being launched by military forces loyal to Guaido and Maduro. Guaido protesters are hurling rocks and Molotov cocktails at the Maduro troops. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott says he hopes Maduro is gone sooner rather than later.
I'm hopeful that at the end of the day Maduro will be out of the country. He'll be in Cuba. He'll be in Turkey or someplace. Juan Guaido will be the interim leader.
President Trump and Democratic leaders had a productive meeting on Tuesday to talk about how to fix our nation's infrastructure. House Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says things went well with the president.
We agreed on a number, which was very, very good, $2 trillion for infrastructure.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business, and what happens when a microphone falls off? Oh, my goodness, things are falling apart here. I just wanted to mention to you that you're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and today is Tuesday, April 30th. I can't believe it's at the end of this month. The time has gone so quickly. Just as a point of reference, weather-wise, it's about 69 degrees, and according to the weather underground, it feels like 69, and I would agree. It's actually a nice day, although I think we're going to be getting some rain toward the end of the week. So that's your weather report. So if you end up listening to this later on this winter, you can think back to how nice it felt on April 30th of 2019. Peggy and I were just talking about what we should discuss next in this segment of the show. She is Peggy DeLong, a licensed psychologist, and every psychologist that I've ever known seems to have a different way of working and different areas that they like to focus on. And one thing you had told me about was that having a session, what do you call them? These are
workshops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's something that you would like to do as well as, and sometimes through the workshops that you do, you can develop relationships with certain clients who end up coming into counseling sessions with you privately. So you really can leverage all of that, everything you do, one way or the other. You can help people, and I think your approach is unique. Not that I've been to psychologists, but I just have a sense that you have a different approach in working with people.
I do. I think I do, and I share probably more about myself than I do with than maybe other psychologists mm-hmm. do, but I have found that that works for me. And now that my book is out, everybody can read all about me. So there's nothing private so much anymore. But I have found that in telling my story, that is what really helps people, so that I'm not just some person sitting across from them who doesn't know grief, who doesn't know loss, who doesn't know pain, that I know all of that, and they can see that it is possible to live fully and right. happily again.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, I've been counseling business clients for years, and I always tell them that I come from the real world. And that makes a huge difference. It's just not from textbooks.
Mm-hmm.
It's from real-life experiences. So you can really relate, as I do with my clients. I understand where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
And you, and because of that experience, you can, if you use the word analyze, but you can listen to that person and put, and in your mind, you can see how the pieces can come together in a way that will be helpful for them.
Right.
And I do that with counseling business people. So what are some, in the workshops that you do, what are some of the areas that you would like to focus on with your patients?
Well, my most popular is the gratitude workshop, mm-hmm. and that is helping people with very creative and fun ways to incorporate gratitude in everyday living with specific examples that they can begin as soon as they leave the workshop. And I provide them with little goodie bags that have some of those within in the bag so that they can get started right away. No excuses.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
When you work with people in these groups, are they coming from all walks of life or ages? Do you see any?
All ages. The youngest that has ever attended one of my gratitude workshops, he was 10, and I was so inspired by him. At the end of the session,
wow.
He wrote me a thank you note, and I've saved this from a 10-year-old boy, of the impact that the workshop had on him before he left. He felt compelled to write me a thank you note.
That's awesome.
Very sweet.
You know, I often ask the folks that come here for interviews to give me a case study. You just did. This young man had certain concerns in his life, and having spoken to you, it really helped him a lot. And for him to put it in writing like that is awesome.
Well, what I love about gratitude is it is so universal that anybody can employ gratitude to live a more fulfilling life.
Yeah.
And it's really just about mindset and changing our thinking patterns. But when we do it on a regular basis, it becomes second nature and does have an impact on how we feel.
So what are some of the other topics or subtopics that you might get into in the workshop?
Another one, I use positive psychology to help people reach their personal and business goals,
mm-hmm.
and that is using the power of visualization, positive thinking, different ideas of dealing with rejection, and that's a very popular workshop as well. I did that 3 times last week. They were all each audience was very different, but all absolutely wonderful. And the great thing is that I leave energized. They're such wonderful feel good workshops that we all leave feeling better.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure you see it like I do when I counsel or when I have group sessions too, in business class sessions at the college where I teach. You see the light bulbs go on.
Yes. It's a wonderful thing to see.
It is. So it's energizing for you. And I think too, how many people are usually in a workshop?
It depends. I would say the largest I've ever had, 25.
Wow, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm. And I did a smaller one last week with 5.
5.
And each one is so different and wonderful.
Yeah.
And the smaller ones lend more to conversation, and they tend to be longer because we're all sharing. And the larger ones are also wonderful. They're all great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, having, I've had in the classes I teach, people often stay afterwards and they continue to talk. And some of them have shared business cards or they're going to get back together again. And you just see the camaraderie that even develops how long do your sessions run? My classes can run as many as 3 hours, but
The most is probably 2 hours.
Two hours,
about an hour and a half of the presentation and workshop and then answering questions and people lingering afterwards. And
that's really, really mm-hmm. That's really interesting. And then as far as individual counseling, what are the areas that people especially come to you for help with?
I'm a general practitioner. I see children as young as 3 all through adulthood. But primarily I help people with depression and anxiety mm-hmm. and grief and just struggles in relationship and everyday living.
Yeah. That's so if they want to come either to a workshop or to counsel with you privately, how would they get in touch with you?
All of my contact information is on my psychology website,
mm-hmm.
drpeggydelong.com, and I can be reached by my email there or my phone number.
and your.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is sending a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East in a show of force to Iran. The administration now confirming the move is coming following the weekend's series of rocket strikes against Israel by forces in the Gaza Strip that are allied with Iran. Those strikes killed over 20 people. Crews are still working to drain fuel from a plane that ran off a runway into a river in Florida back on Friday. It happened in Jacksonville. All 135 passengers and 7 crew members survived. This is one of the passengers talking about touching down.
We kind of just felt like a thud, and then it was just a loud, loud collision. It was a loud impact. It was a big impact.
President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, reports to prison today. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right, on time and on budget. Lowe's is here to help by stocking the brands you trust to power through any job, like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT, and DeWalt. Stop in now during Hitachi Days and get a 3.5-inch 21-degree framing nailer now for just $169. And stay in charge on the job longer with a 4-pack of DeWalt 20-volt max batteries, now just $179. For tools you can trust to get the job done.